Genesis A to Z. An introduction to an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, two types of fasting. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. You are listening to A to Z on Islamic lifestyle. I'm Farhad, your host, and we are here together to practice to establish our life in piety. This month is a month of practicing piety and to practice to be one of the pious. So it's very important to understand the greatness of this opportunity. It's very important to understand that we have different types of fasting, and here we are to mention two of them, which is very important. The basic level of fasting is the fasting of the stomach. Stomach here is the symbol for physical desires of all types, food, drink, and sexual desires. It is a level where the person refrains from the things mentioned in the list of muftarat we have in our books, things that are forbidden while fasting, things that invalidate the fast. That the 10 things are mentioned in our traditions and our fiqh book. But also by maintaining this level of fasting, people fulfill the duty of observing the fasting and protect themselves from the hellfire. This is the level which has been described in the famous hadith as many are those from whom fasting was nothing but hunger and thirst. But there are another type of fasting which is above this type, and it is important to be mentioned. And I hope that we can gain the opportunity of elevating our fasting from fasting of a stomach to a second type, which is the moral level. So we have the stomach level and we have moral level against us. Okay, so here we are to talk about moral level of fasting, which is important to, as I said, which is very important to elevate our level of fasting to an upper level in order to make an excellent use of this opportunity, because this opportunity probably is not going to be repeated in the coming year, and maybe this is our last opportunity. So it's very important to make an excellent use. It's very important to do whatever we can, because we are going to pack our things for an everlasting life after our death. So it's very important. So bear with us in the next part to talk about moral level of fasting. Thank you for staying with us.
رمضان المستبين جاء بالنور المبين رمضان 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 القانتين.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. You're listening to A to Z on Islamic Lifestyle. I'm Farhad, and we are here to talk about different types of fasting. We talked about the first type, which is the fasting of the stomach, and this is the very first level. But we are here to talk about the upper level, and we are here to try and practice to elevate our fasting to an upper level. The upper level, we can name it as a moral level. This level is above the basic level. In this level, the person does not refrain from the things forbidden in the list of muftarat, those 10 things it is mentioned in our fiqh book, and he or she also refrains from wrong use of the other faculties of the body, such as tongue, the eyes, the hands, and feet. In the words of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, this is the fasting of the tongue and other limbs. When a person elevates his fast to a moral level, he has not only protected himself from the punishment, but also attained the reward, as we know, the sawab, promised by Allah. Referring to this level of fasting, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam says, fasting is not only about food and drink, that a person refrains from eating or drinking. In reality, when you fast, then your eyes, your ears, your tongue, your stomach, and your private parts must also fast. Restrain your hand and your private parts from haram, and mostly maintain silence except for something good. And not to be lenient towards your servant. Another example that shows us the difference between the basic level and the moral level of fasting is that of ghaiba, backbiting. We know that backbiting is haram and a prohibition greatly abhorred by Almighty Allah, but ghaiba is not in the least of muftarat that the Prophet said. But also the Prophet has said, the person who is fasting is in the state of worship even when he is sleeping on his bed, as long as not backbited a Muslim. What this prophetic statement says is that if you backbite a Muslim while fasting, your fast is technically still valid and you will not have to redo it or pay fidya or kafara for it or be punished for missing the fasting. However, by backbiting a Muslim, you have lost your extra benefit of this moral level, wherein even your state of sleep was considered an act of worship and your breathing was glorification of Allah. So it's very, very important to try to elevate our fasting from the first level to an upper level, which is moral level. And it is not possible only by practicing piety and know the aspects of piety and the features of being a pious, and practicing them and starting practicing it in this great month and continue it for the rest of the year and the rest of our life. And I wish all gain tawfiq of practicing this level and elevating their fasting to this level. Thank you very much. Wish you the best.
Forgive me for everything I've done in the past, when everything was going so fast, and now I just can't go on.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir. Our email is english@irib.ir.
Stronger if you are by my side.